Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players there in Oscoda is Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. It's a little chilly today, though, Kevin, so how about you?
What day has not been chilly since maybe September, huh? They've all been chilly since then, it seems, but we're starting to live with it, and hopefully the weather will break and we'll see some warm weather soon, but you know what? People can escape the thoughts of all the cold weather and come on in and join a great play that you guys are going to start this weekend.
Absolutely, and the real fun about this play is it's set around the 4th of July, so, you know, you get to think warm thoughts.
I wondered about that. When it's called the Miss Firecracker Contest, I thought, wow, are we going to even be talking about a summertime event? This would be awesome.
Yes, yes, we are, and matter of fact, they talk about how it's so hot, and you know, you almost start to you know, these people are so good at what they do, you believe it. You believe you're warm.
All right, well, it's called the Miss Firecracker Contest. Give us a brief synopsis of what the show's all about.
Well, of course, you know, the Miss Firecracker Contest couldn't take place anywhere else but down south.
Well, sure.
It's in a little town in Mississippi, and we open just a few days before the 4th of July, and we find everyone getting ready for the big event, which is their annual, you know, big 4th of July carnival, and the culmination of all the activities is the Miss Firecracker Contest. And our lead character, who has somewhat of a questionable past throughout the town, has decided she's going to enter this contest and redeem herself and leave town with her head held high because she is Miss Firecracker.
Ah, okay.
But it doesn't go quite as smoothly as one might expect.
Somehow I thought those were going to be your next words there.
Yeah, but hey, it might not be a comedy if it went all easy, right?
That's right, and it sounds like it will be hysterical.
Yes, her cousins arrive in town, and one has just been released from a mental institution, and one is a former winner of the contest who doesn't quite think her little cousin lives up to this title. She has a lot to work through and a lot to overcome, and of course it's set in the South, so we have all kinds of funny characters, like a seamstress named Popeye and a good old carnival man named Mac Sam. So, you know, lots of fun stuff.
Now, it sounds like a fun play. Who are the who are some of the actors who are playing the parts?
This particular show is directed by Renee Diener, who has been seen on our stage many times.
Okay.
And this is her debut as a director, and she's working with another well-known Shoreline Player performer, Tim Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim is the assistant director, as well as he has a small part in the character of Mac Sam.
Okay.
And some other folks that would be notably recognized on our stage would be Diana Smith,
mm-hmm,
and Tina Wells, Heather Tate, and Carrie Tudor. And we have one new member to the cast. We have a gentleman named Pat Tack, who's never performed with us before, but boy, is he just taken to it like a duck to water, you know,
right,
down there in the South. Maybe it's because it's so warm.
That could be something like that, exactly. All right, now the play opens tomorrow night, right?
It does. We open tomorrow night at 7:30 for our first performance, and mm-hmm, the show runs February 28th, March 1st and 2nd, and then again the following weekend, the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Right.
And our Friday and Saturday performances are always at 7:30, and our Sunday matinees are at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock, and tickets are $10.
Tickets are $10 for general admission, and we do have new student pricing, so student pricing is $5.
Okay.
And the tickets can be purchased in advance at Gilbert's Drugstore, both the general admission and the student tickets, mm-hmm, as well as at the box office. And there's, as always, a fabulous dinner and a show ticket available for $25 at Tate's Bill of Fare.
That's
available for the Friday and Saturday performances.
All right. But we do have one thing to mention. It seems that right now you guys are having some, like probably a lot of other people listening, some water issues.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be theater without drama. So Old Man Winter has taken a little bit of a turn on us, and we have had some issues with some frozen water lines. So shout out to the folks from Oscoda DPW who have been working hard to get us up and going again. We were able to hold our dress rehearsal and have a lovely audience last night in the theater, and those great guys have been out there since early this morning trying to make sure that everything is going to be warm and cozy with the water flowing for our big opening tomorrow. And I guess my best bit of information on that would be is if anything changes, of course, listen to your favorite local Carroll Broadcasting station like WKJC,
and
we will keep you updated if there are any changes to our schedule.
We'd be more than happy to do that. That's right. So we know about the winter weather, so stay tuned. But as of right now, the shows are on starting tomorrow night, the Miss Firecracker Contest put on by the Shoreline Players. And again, you guys are located right there on North Skeel Avenue in Oscoda.
We are right next to the Robert Parks Library. Mm-hmm. And if you need any more information, you can give us a call at 739-3586 or check out our website at www.shorelineplayers.org. And, of course, if you're one of those folks that likes Facebook, you can find us there, too.
Find you there, too. Shoreline Players presentation, the Miss Firecracker Contest this weekend and next weekend there in Oscoda. And Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players, hey, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.